Shabbat shalom and chag Pesach Sameach, brethren, in Yahushua HaMashiach, who is also known as Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Today is Monday, the 22nd of April, 2024. On the Roman Gregorian calendar, as per Daniel chapter 7, verse 25, and on the Hebrew calendar, which is the Creator's calendar, the Lord's calendar, as per Genesis chapter 1, Exodus 12, 1 to 2, Leviticus 23, and various other holy scriptures, today is the 15th day of the Hebrew month called Nisan. So after sunset, today, Monday, the 22nd of April, 2024, is the 15th day of Nisan or Aviv. Before sunset is the 14th day of Nisan or Aviv. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is Sister Perpetua Mirembe or Shulamit George of Yahushua HaMashiach, the Chief Cornerstone Ministry. I've been trying to get an audio or more recorded all weekend long to, you know, remind us of the celebration of the feast of Passover, known as Passover in English and Pesach in Hebrew. However, it's not been possible at all. I've tried so hard, but this, that, and the other just keeps coming up, and then it's not possible. I even recorded one yesterday. I started and I paused it because the baby interrupted, and then eventually I lost the audio. I couldn't continue. I've just not been able to have a private, quiet space and, you know, utmost concentration to be able to do what I need to do. But it is well in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. So the first day of Passover, everyone that is outside of Israel, the country Israel in the Middle East, we that are outside, we start celebrating on the 14th day of Nisan or Aviv, which was yesterday, began yesterday, Sunday, the 21st of April, 2024, at sunset, and has ended today, Monday, the 22nd of April, at sunset, and then a new day at sunset today, Monday, the 22nd of April, 2024, has begun, thereby ushering in the 15th day of Nisan or Aviv. Hallelujah. So the firstborn dead occurred on the 14th day of Nisan. And this is why Yahushua HaMashiach, who is also known as Jesus Christ of Nazareth, was crucified on the the 14th day of Nisan. So basically, he had what is known as the Last Supper, but it wasn't called the Last Supper in his day and age. It was known as a normal Passover Seder or Pesach Seder, which I call an extended Holy Communion service, you know, to make those who do not understand it very well to be able to understand it. It's an extended Holy Communion service. You know, what we see mentioned in the Gospels, whereby he says, do this in remembrance of me. He gives the cup and he gives the bread. That's just part of it, part of what happened. It's just a little bit of what happened in reality. During the entire meal, he shared three cups. It's meant to be four cups. And I would say that the previous years, you know, before the year he died, he had the four cups of wine with his disciples. Because remember, he was in ministry for 3 years, and then in the third year he died, resurrected, and then ascended to the heavens. So he will have had a Passover Seder from the time he was born on earth in the year 5500 on the Hebrew calendar, from the beginning of creation, before the calendar was messed around with. And he would have died in the year 5533. Hallelujah. So all those years preceding the year of his death, he would have had several Passover Seders. Sedurim is the plural Hebrew for the word Seder. So he would have had several of those. But obviously the one he had in the year he died was extremely crucial. And as I said, at that Passover Seder, we're supposed to have four cups of wine, but he only had three. And the third one is what we see mentioned in the Gospels, the cup of redemption. Hallelujah. The first cup is the cup of sanctification. Please forgive me, I've forgotten what the second cup represents. It skipped my mind. And the third cup is the cup of redemption. Then the last cup is the cup of praise. But before the cup of praise, we must welcome the spirit of Elijah, prophet Elijah, Eliyahu Hanavi, because Elijah is always a forerunner before the coming of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, also known as Yahushua HaMashiach. Whether Yahushua HaMashiach is coming physically to step on the earth, you know, during his first coming or his second coming, or he's just going to stop in the air to rapture some saints into the heavens, you know, or to get some saints caught up into the heavens. Either way, there will always be an Elijah who goes ahead of him to prepare the way for him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I've shared several times that Malachi chapter 4, 5 to 6 has already been fulfilled, and it's nothing to do with John the Baptist. John the Baptist fulfilled Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3, but Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 to 6 is fulfilled by the person who leads a mighty wind ministry, and her name is Apostle Prophet Elisheva Eliyahu. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, and then after her comes the two witnesses of Zechariah chapter 4 and Revelation chapter 11. So during the Passover service, the extended Holy Communion service, we are to welcome Elijah, Eliyahu Hanavi, because Elijah plays a very crucial role in biblical history. We also have to remember that in the future, preceding the second coming of Yahushua HaMashiach on earth, the Elijah of 1 Kings and 2 Kings will physically come back together with Enoch and two other ladies called Tabitha and Aquila. And they will be preparing the people on earth, especially the Israelites, for the second coming of Yahushua HaMashiach on earth. So, yeah, in between the cup of redemption and the cup of praise is the cup of Elijah. And this is where we go with the children to open the door, front door of our house. And we say, Lord, we welcome the spirit of Elijah to come. And then we declare what is in Malachi chapter 4, 5 to 6, because he comes to turn the hearts of the fathers to the sons and the hearts of the sons to the fathers, so that the Lord does not curse the earth. Hallelujah. And we can also sing the song, Eliyahu Hanavi, Eliyahu Hatishbi, Eliyahu, Eliyahu, Eliyahu Hagiladi, Bimera Beameinu, Yavo Aleinu, Imashiach ben David, Imashiach ben David, Eliyahu Hanavi, Eliyahu Hatishbi, Eliyahu, Eliyahu, Eliyahu Hagiladi. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So that song is all about welcoming the spirit of Elijah. Hallelujah. Everyone who has been gifted or called to operate like Prophet Elijah, by God's grace, they are endowed with the anointing of Elijah, and they grow in that anointing depending on how they take time to seek the face of the Lord and, you know, dwell in the presence of the Lord. We have to grow in our callings. Hallelujah. I'm kind of rushing this audio because my children have gone out, but they'll be back very soon. And we need to, you know, get ready to do our own Pesach Seder this evening. Hallelujah. So the 14th day of Nisan marks the death of the firstborns. Hallelujah. The death of the firstborn in Egypt is the day that the blood was meant to be on the doorposts to protect the Israelites from being from being affected by the angel of death, because Abba Yahweh, God the Father, or also known as Yahweh, said that he is going to move through the land of Egypt, also known as Mizraim, and is going to kill all the firstborn dead. And the way he did it was to go as the angel of death. So he used the angel of death to go through the land of Egypt. I want us to know that when the firstborn of Egypt were being killed that time, wherever an Egyptian was around the world, it doesn't matter, even if they were not in the land of Egypt or Mizraim at that very point in time, even if they were in another part of the world, if they were the firstborn, they would die. They died. If they were if they had children, their firstborn would have died. The Lord made sure that every Egyptian worldwide was affected by the judgment that the Lord sent upon Egypt or Mizraim for enslaving the children of Israel, his firstborn, out of creation. Hallelujah. And he needed to make them understand that he has the final say over the people of Israel, and the people of Israel worship the one true God, which is him. Yeah, hallelujah. And that was one of the ways in which the Lord also paid dowry. You know, he actually bought us back from the devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He paid the price of the blood of the firstborn. And this is why Yahushua HaMashiach had to be the firstborn of Mary. Mary, hallelujah. He had to be the firstborn. And we all know that he was arrested on the night on which he had the final Passover Seder, or if you like, you can call it the Last Supper. That night he was arrested and taken in for what do they call it? Lord terms. I've forgotten the Lord terms, but he was tried. He was tried by, I think, two or three different people, including Pilate, and eventually he was kept in custody while Barnabas, a very hard criminal, somebody who had been very rebellious against the Roman government, over and over again trying to, you know, fight for the freedom of the Israelites. Physically, he kept on starting uprisings against the people of Rome because he felt they had come to invade the land of Israel, and he needed, you know, they just wanted to be free from the rule of Rome, because when Rome came, they brought in all kinds of new laws which were very difficult to abide by. For example, the paying of taxes. That was a very big one, a very big change for the Israelites. But what Barnabas did not understand is that the Lord had ordained the Romans to come into office for some time. And although we all know that they are still ruling this world, they have never left office, real and truly. So yes, Barnabas was released, and Yahushua HaMashiach, who is also known as Jesus Christ, was arrested, was kept in custody, and eventually it was decreed that he would be scourged 39 times. And those 39 times are linked to something in the Torah or the law of God. I have not had a chance to search it out, so I don't remember, but we have to have the understanding that it has its basis in the Old Testament. So he was scourged 39 times, during which his flesh was pulled off of his skin. It was very painful. He bled a lot. Actually, the scourging was enough to kill him. By the time they put him on the cross, he was finished. But the Lord kept him going because he was meant to die on the cross. He was meant to be crucified. And anybody that is crucified according to the Torah or the law of God bears a curse. The Lord said in Galatians chapter 3 and the book of Deuteronomy, Galatians 3:13, cursed be the one who is crucified. That is the curse that is pronounced within the Torah, not the curse of the law. The law is not cursed. The Torah is not cursed. There was a curse pronounced within the law of God or within the Torah. And that's the curse of being crucified. And this is why the Lord did not allow Abraham and some other saints of the Lord to be crucified during their lifetime on earth. Anybody that was crucified or hung on a tree of some kind, they had to be, you know, the way their burial was not decent. But Yahushua HaMashiach's burial had to be decent because he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he was bearing our sin. He had no sin. He knew no sin. He was not sinful. He bore the sin of the world, the sin of mankind. Hallelujah. He came to fulfill the great 5.5-day prophecy. Hallelujah. So when we are celebrating Passover or Pesach, we are actually making references to the Old Testament or the Old Covenant as well as the New Covenant or the New Testament. And while we are doing this Holy Communion service, we are to read, normally we read from, you know, from when Joseph was arrested, or we can just do a summarized narration of what happened. And we go all the way to the point of when the Israelites were freed from Egypt. So basically we read up until just after the 13th, no, sorry, the 10th plague has occurred. Hallelujah. Or we narrate. So we're supposed to use something called a Haggadah. For those who don't know or have forgotten, there's something called a Haggadah. It's a guide. Haggadah means the telling. We were meant to go through the Haggadah on Saturday, Shabbat Haggadah. So on Thursday last week, the 10th day of Nisan, is what, you know, is called Shabbat Haggadah, the day on which Yahushua HaMashiach sat on the donkey and rode through the streets of Jerusalem, and palm branches were waved at him and laid down on the floor for him, including, you know, as well as people's clothes. You know, they were honoring him, and in such a way they didn't realize they were actually choosing him as the lamb, the true lamb for sacrifice. Because on the 10th day it's tradition to choose the perfect lamb that you're going to do, that you're going to sacrifice in your place, as a Passover sacrifice. Every Israelite had the responsibility to prepare a lamb every year, to prepare a lamb and make it ready for the 10th day to be examined. And, you know, to make sure there's no blemish, to make sure it's the firstborn. And then if all is well, it would be sacrificed on the 14th day of Nisan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So these traditions, obviously, we all know they stopped when the temple was destroyed. Hallelujah. But they're going to be resumed in the not so distant future as part of the fulfillment of the prophecies, end time prophecy, because, you know, the Israelites, the Orthodox Jews, haven't yet come to the knowledge of Yahushua. They have not yet come to the understanding and the acknowledgement of Yahushua HaMashiach having come the first time, and then he's coming the second time again. So what I'm trying to say is the Haggadah, the book we use to guide us as we do the Passover Seder or the Pesach Seder, is meant to be, first of all, read in preparation. You read it on Shabbat Haggadah. That Shabbat Haggadah, the 10th of Nisan, which is known as Palm Sunday in the Christian churches, it can fall on any day of the week. It's not necessarily a Sunday. However, it is tradition to also celebrate it on the Sabbath after it. So the Saturday after that day, we honor that day and we call that Saturday Shabbat Haggadah, as well as whatever other name that Shabbat happens to be. This year it happens to be Shabbat Metzora as well, the infected one. And that is very much linked to Isaiah chapter 53. I know that the word leprosy appears in our English Bibles, but in the Hebrew language, it is not there. That disease did not really exist until close to the time of Jesus's Yahushua HaMashiach's first coming, because only he could actually get it away from people. Only he could deliver people from it. Only he could heal people from it. And that would be the sign that he has actually come. As Brother Joel Kaliango always says, and he shares audios on a WhatsApp group called Christ Spiritual Growth. He usually says that anybody can be named Yahushua HaMashiach. However, the word or the title, Messiah or Mashiach or Christ, is actually a secret. And you have to search it out to know who the Mashiach is. It's actually a great privilege to discover the Mashiach or the Messiah or the Christ. Hallelujah. It's a secret that you have to dig out. It's a treasure that you are privileged to hear about or to learn about. He has repeatedly said this in many of his audios, and I find it a very interesting mystery. I've never thought of Mashiach as a mystery to be discovered. And this is why anytime, something was going on in the land of Israel, they were very keen to look out for the Mashiach. And anytime they saw some signs that pointed to him, they were quick to try and find out, is that a Mashiach? But the Lord gave the signs of who the Mashiach would be. He came in a gentle manner, though, but they expected him to come as, sort of like what Barnabas was doing. Barabbas, sorry, I think it's Barabbas. Barabbas that was released in place of him. So it's very interesting that Barabbas actually was, of all criminals, was released and not any other, because he was making so much noise about, Israel being freed from the oppression of Rome and various other empires or nations that are anti-Semitic. Anti-Semitism means the hatred of the people of Israel or the hatred of the Jews, and the constant oppression and support of oppression of the people of Israel or the Jewish people. And this started many years ago, but it became more pronounced at Mount Sinai when the Lord pronounced the Torah from his mouth and, was releasing it to the children of Israel as a marriage covenant between him and Israel, his firstborn. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So the 14th day of Nisan is the death of Yahushua HaMashiach. He was arrested, tried, crucified, and he died, then he was buried. We know he spent 6 hours on the cross. He was, placed on the cross at 9 in the morning, and he stayed there till 3 p.m. And this is all linked to the hours in which Adam sinned against the Lord and was banished from the Garden of Eden. Everything that the Lord Jesus Christ or Yahushua HaMashiach did is linked to the first Adam. The Lord made sure that there are parallels between the first Adam and the second Adam. And that's why they call the first Adam the broken vav, the broken Hebrew letter vav, the connecting a letter that the letter that represents connection between heaven and earth. It's a nail, the nail that connects. Hallelujah. And Adam used to have access to heaven so easily before he sinned, but unfortunately he shrunk so much so that he could no longer access heaven easily. And aside from shrinking, obviously he became too heavy. He lost the garment of the glory of Yahweh. He lost the garment of the beautiful light of God. And so that could not enable him to be able to fly to heaven and come back whenever he pleased. That garment is so crucial. And this is why the Lord is telling us to be holy as he is holy. So we draw one step closer to being restored to our original nature, which is to have the garment of the light of God, the garment of the Shekinah glory as our covering. Hallelujah. That would just mean that you are very light spiritually. You don't have baggage that you shouldn't be having. You only have the yoke of Yahushua HaMashiach mentioned in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30. So he died and was buried on Nisan 14. It was a Wednesday. Hallelujah. It started Tuesday night, Tuesday sunset, and ended on Wednesday sunset. Then Wednesday sunset, and the 15th day of Nisan, all the way to sunset Thursday. That was day one of being in the grave. Then Thursday to Friday, day two. And then Friday to Saturday, day three, he rose from the dead on the 17th day of Nisan. And Adam actually determined the days on which Yahushua HaMashiach died and resurrected. Hallelujah. And it's interesting that, you know, he, as I said, he's the firstborn. He died on the same day on which the Lord killed the firstborn in Egypt. Hallelujah. Everything that happened in Egypt when the Israelites were being freed is actually related to what we read about in the Gospels. On the 15th day of Nisan, which is today, the second day of Passover, we celebrate the actual freedom, the actual leaving of Egypt. It's the day on which Pharaoh actually declared, you know what, go, get out of my land, go, after he had lost his firstborn son. So the 15th day of Nisan is a highly special day. And as I'm speaking it, as I'm talking about it, I'm remembering the prophetic vision I had some weeks back at the beginning of the month of Adar Bet. I shared this vision, and I said in that vision that I saw like a pregnant womb producing the children of Israel and into the month of Nisan. Hallelujah. So the month of Nisan marks the birth of the nation of Israel, the people of Israel. Hallelujah. The family of Israel, the mishpacha of Israel. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. They entered the land of Egypt from Mizraim as 70 persons, and they left as over a million in Egypt, 600,000 men, it says. They were 600 myriads or something like that. So We are celebrating various things. And then the 16th day of Nisan or Aviv, which is tomorrow, we begin the counting of the Omer for 7 weeks or 49 days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is a time of cleansing in preparation for a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit, or the Ruach HaKodesh, and the receiving afresh of the Torah, or the law of the Lord being written upon our hearts spiritually, as for the fulfillment of Jeremiah chapter 31. Hallelujah. So I need to round up. I just wanted to touch base with everyone and greet everyone and wish everybody a happy Passover, a wonderful Passover season, a season of miracles. We are in the month of the tribe of Yehuda or Judah, the one who roars like a lion and miracles happen. Hallelujah. And truly, when Judah was alive, if he roared like a lion, nothing was left the same. He was a very important character in the Bible, and that's why the Lord always sent the tribe of Judah ahead in war times. Hallelujah. And we thank the Lord because he is the Lion of Judah. May he roar and cause everything in our lives that needs to be shaken to be shaken. May he grant us breakthroughs in every area of our lives where we have been seeking him for breakthroughs. May he cause us to cross over into Our possession and possess our possessions in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. May we have Passover testimonies to the glory of Yahweh, Yahushua HaMashiach, and Mama Shekinah glory in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. I cover this audio with the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach. I cover myself with the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach. I cover my family, all that concerns me, and every listener and their families and the entire body of Yahushua HaMashiach worldwide with the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach. I surround us with the wall of the fire of Yahweh in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Let every evil arrow that is being fired against us begin to backfire in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. And let every Pharaoh, Mandoria Bakayelebo Shita Yandarababa, let every Pharaoh in our lives, every stubborn Pharaoh that has made up their minds that they will not let us go, let the judgment of Yahweh visit them and let them release us, whether they like us, like it or not. We have to be free and we have to go and worship the Lord. We have to go and possess our possessions and live our lives to the glory of Yahweh in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. This is a season of crossing over from bondage into freedom. Freedom that is defined by the Creator, the one who freed us with his mighty outstretched arm. Masaka yenderebo ribo shitayanda, and then bore us on eagle's wings. Mandoriba kayelebo shitayanda rababosa. Father, we give you praise and glory and honor for this beautiful season of the festival of unleavened bread. Masoko yanda rabashita yanda. A festival that calls us to die to self and live to Christ, live to the Spirit. Masoto yimba rikabashete. This is a season of dying to self, of killing the pride, of getting rid of the chametz, of getting rid of the leaven, for the leaven spoils the rest of the dough. Masiko yomba ramba yelebo shita yanda. Father, have mercy upon us. For every time we have exhibited pride, Lord, have mercy upon us. Let the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach flow over us in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Maso koriaba shitayende. Let the blood of Yahushua flow and cleanse us and make us whole again. To the glory of your name, Mandoria Mbayele Mboro Komboya Lambasha Taya. Father, I cover our homes with the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach. Father, have your way. Le Koria Bashanda. Visit us, Lord, as we celebrate the Passover, Lord. Riko Shetayere Boshinda Rababosa. Masatayende. Lord, have your way. Masi Koria Bashinda Rababosa. Remove every trace of pride in our lives, Lord. Remove sin from our lives, Lord. Maso Koyende Rebashanda. Lord, baptize us afresh, La Koria Bashinda. For during this festival, when Yahushua HaMashiach's side was pierced, water flowed down, La Koriamba Eleboshinda. During the earthquake, the water flowed down from his side and into Adam's mouth, thereby baptizing him. And blood also did the same. Lord, have your way during this season. Make a way for us where there seems to be no way. Let every challenge be eased in our lives, Lord. Give us victory where we are struggling, Lord. In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, give us testimonies, Lord, to the glory of your name. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Yahushua. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. Thank you, Mama Shekinah glory. Blessed be your holy name. In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, I've prayed all these. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For those who are wondering how to get a hold of the Haggadah, well, there are several. There are those that are Messianic and those that are Orthodox Jewish. We have copies online on our website, www.yahushua-thechiefcornerstone.com. And also you can go to other websites like Passion for Truth by Jim Staley, Mark Bleeds, and at El Shaddai Ministries we'll also have his own, and various others. But yes, the Haggadah is quite a popular book that we read around this time, and we sing a lot of songs like the Great Hallel, which is Psalm 113 to Psalm 118, and various other songs. Sorry, I'm not able to sing. I just have to round up now, and then I'll maybe be able to record another audio another time. So remain blessed in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, and once again, Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. And Chag Pesach Sameach, a very happy Passover celebrations to you all, and Feast of Unleavened Bread. All right, remain blessed in Yahushua HaMashiach's name. Shalom.